first Toy Story, which I edited, kind of midway through production, my grandmother, who I was very, very close to, got cancer. And very suddenly, and it was clear that she wasn't going to have long to live. And so I dropped everything, and my wife and I flew back home, out to the suburb of Cleveland, where I grew up, to see her, ostensibly, for the last time. And I had a lovely few days with her. She was in great spirits, but there finally came a point where it was time for me to head back to California. And so I helped take my grandmother to a restaurant where a friend of hers was having a birthday party. And she was surrounded by her friends, and you know, I kind of made sure she was comfortable in her wheelchair. And I had this moment where I had to say goodbye. I was saying goodbye to her, and I knew it was for the last time. I mean, this was the last time I was going to be with her, last time I was going to say goodbye. And she didn't seem to be aware of the heaviness of the moment. She just wasn't thinking about it. But I certainly was, and it was very emotional for me. It was hard for me to keep it together. So I did say goodbye, and then I walked across the restaurant with my wife, really trying to hold it together. And when we got to the door of the restaurant, I turned back, and I knew that I was laying my eyes on my living grandmother for the last time. And we don't all get that luxury in life to say goodbye to people, but I stood at that door with her, and I took a kind of a mental snapshot. She wasn't looking at me, she was looking up at some friends and laughing, and I took a mental snapshot, and then I saw her. And I now have that. That's a part of me. I can always recall that if I ever want to think about it. I, of course, thought about that, that you know, after Andy had this wonderful one final playtime with the toys that they never thought they'd ever get again, and Andy kind of allows himself to be a kid one last time, I knew there was going to be a moment of goodbye. And so we crafted this moment where Andy walks out to his car, gets in, and turns back and sees the toys one last time. And I absolutely told this story that I just told you to the animators who were animating on that scene. And so even though the people all over the world, the audience who watched this, they never know that any of that is lying under it. It gives a life and a depth to that moment that would not have been there if I had just said, have Andy turn back and wistfully look at his toys, right, one last time.